This is the story of Rainbow Bright and the Magic Color Solution. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. Let's begin now. In case you've ever wondered where all the colors in the world come from, the answer is Rainbow Land. Rainbow Bright and the Color Kids live there. Their friends, the Sprites, dig beautiful color crystals out of the ground. They turn them into the magic star sprinkles that the Color Kids use to color our world. One bright and happy day in Rainbow Land, the Violet Sprites were picnicking in Violet Vale. They'd been working hard in their mine, and they were glad for a chance to play in the sun. But they didn't know they were being watched by the two villains of Rainbow Land, Murky Dismal and his hairy assistant, Lurky. Murky Dismal lives in a gloomy, colorless place just outside Rainbow Land called the Pits. Murky hates anything happy and colorful. He and Lurky spend all their time thinking of ways to make the world as gray and cheerless as themselves. Murky peeped through a bush at the happy sprites.
This is perfect, Lurky. All the violet sprites are here in one place. Get ready with your net.
At a word from Murky, Lurky jumped out from behind the bushes and threw a huge net over all the sprites. They were trapped. Then Murky threw a container high in the air over Violet Vale. It exploded and covered everything with Murky's new super color-draining potion. When he saw what happened next, Lurky shouted happily.
Boss! The sprites, the color crystals, the star sprinkles, everything in Violet Vale is turning gray!
Murky Dismal hopped up and down in glee.
It works! My super color-draining potion works! I've destroyed all the violet in Rainbow Land! Soon, when the violet on Earth fades, there won't be any more violet ever! Come on, Lurky. Let's mix up a huge batch of potion and wipe out all the colors in Rainbow Land!
Later, at the Color Castle, Rainbow Bright was picking flowers when Shy Violet rushed up to her.
Rainbow, I'm sorry to bother you, but my sprites went off on a picnic, and they're very late getting back. Could you and Starlight help me find them?
Of course, Violet. We'll be glad to.
Rainbow Bright gave a whistle, and instantly her magic horse Starlight flew to her side. Rainbow and Violet jumped on Starlight's back, and quick as a flash, the beautiful horse took to the sky. No sooner were they in the air than they could see something was very wrong in Violet Vale. Rainbow gasped.
The veil has turned gray. Starlight, take us there quickly.
When they landed, Shy Violet felt like crying. All her violet sprites were lying on the ground helplessly. Without their color, they were too weak to move.
Rainbow, this is terrible. I'm sure the violet color crystals underground are unchanged, but only my violet sprites can dig them out without spoiling their color. We've got to do something to help them.
The Color Kids and the other sprites got together and brought the violet sprites back to the Color Castle. They bundled the weakened sprites into their beds and fed them nourishing broth, but nothing seemed to help. For once, even Rainbow Bright was at a loss.
If we could give them even a touch of violet color, I'm sure they'd perk right up, but there's no violet anywhere.
Red Butler looked up from the sick sprite he was tending.
What's the matter with Shy Violet? All she's done since we brought the sprites back is sit in the library with her nose in a book. I don't think she cares about them at all.
Buddy Blue clenched his fists.
You take that back! Violet is worried sick about her sprites. I know she is.
Rainbow Bright walked between the two boys.
Buddy, Red, we have enough problems without the two of you fighting.
Buddy and Red blushed. They knew she was right. Rainbow Bright sighed.
The violet sprites are getting weaker and weaker. There's only one thing to do. I'm going to insist that Shy Violet come out of the library and help us find an answer to this problem. If something isn't done soon, there will be no more violet colors anywhere.
Just then, Shy Violet came running down the stairs. She seemed very excited.
Rainbow Bright, everybody, I think I have the answer to our problem. If I'm right, we can make the sprites violet again.
The color kids and the sprites excitedly crowded around her. Shy Violet gave everyone a shy smile.
I've been in the library reading everything I could find on a color idea of mine. I'm not sure this will work, but it's the best chance we have.
Everyone listened eagerly as Shy Violet continued.
All we have to do is get some violet back in the sprite's cheeks. They'd quickly turn violet all over and feel better in no time.
Red Butler groaned.
We know that, but how can we do it when there aren't any more violet star sprinkles anywhere?
That's where my idea comes into play.
Violet pulled out a picture of a color wheel and began explaining her idea.
With ordinary paint, if you mix red and blue, you get violet. Nobody has ever tried that with star sprinkles, but I'm pretty sure if Red Butler and Buddy Blue work together with all of us, we can mix red and blue star sprinkles to make violet ones.
Buddy Blue gave her a hug.
What a wonderful idea! Shy Violet, I knew you'd find an answer.
Everyone went right to work. Canary Yellow brought a big pot. Patio Green and Indigo built a fire under it so the colors would melt and mix smoothly. And Rainbow Bright made sure her magic power belt was fully charged. Red Butler walked up to Buddy Blue.
I'm sorry I ever doubted Shy Violet. I hope you aren't still mad at me.
Buddy Blue smiled.
That doesn't matter now. Let's just get busy and help the violet sprites.
You bet we will.
Buddy Blue and Red Butler began dropping their star sprinkles into the pot. Shy Violet watched carefully to make sure the mix was just right.
I think we need a little more blue, Buddy.
Then, when the pot was full, Rainbow Bright touched it with a beam from her magic power belt. Instantly, the liquid in the pot turned a bright, beautiful violet. Shy Violet's idea had worked. Quickly, Rainbow Bright began brushing the violet dye onto the cheeks of the weak violet sprites. Twink, Rainbow's favorite sprite, raced around after her carrying her pot of dye. Shy Violet jumped up and down in excitement.
Look, it's working! The sprites are sitting up! They're feeling better already!
In no time, the violet sprites were out of bed and ready to go back to work. Shy Violet wanted them to rest a while longer. But IQ, the head violet sprite, shook his head and chattered in sprite talk. Shy Violet laughed.
He says they've had enough rest. Now it's time to build up a whole new stockpile of violet star sprinkles.
Then IQ began leading his sprites back to Rainbow Falls. Meanwhile, Murky Dismal was heading for the color castle with another batch of color-draining potion.
At last, Lurky, we can wipe out all the colors forever!
But just then, he saw the violet sprites merrily returning to work.
Oh, no! The potion must wear off! It's no use to us at all!
Gloomily, Murky threw his potion away and, turning his car around, went home. He'd been defeated again. Rainbow Bright smiled at all her friends.
Shy Violet has saved the day. We should have known all along that she wouldn't forget her little sprites. Sometimes it just pays to use your head.
Rainbow Bright carried out a big trophy. Shy Violet blushed as everyone cheered her and her color mixing solution. That was the end of the story. If you would like to do the activities now, turn your tape over.